KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's currently 69 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And our news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In the news, a Guthrie County Sheriff's deputy was injured during a fireworks accident last week. According to a social media post pinned to the Guthrie County Sheriff's Facebook page, Deputy Jesse Swenson and other family members were leaving an Independence Day party on June the 30th when a spark from a firework that was shot too low went into his eye. Swenson was taken to Iowa City and was told he would regain vision in a couple of days. But another doctor's visit last Sunday, they told him that the eye was worse than they had hoped, and doctors say there's no oxygen going to the deputy's eye due to the vessels getting burned. Whether he'll be able to see out of that eye again is still unknown. Family members have set up a GoFundMe page. They say that any sort of donations are welcome, as the family has set to travel back and forth from Iowa City to Guthrie Center. And the funds will be used for extra expenses for the long healing road ahead. A trial date has been set for a man accused of killing a sheriff's deputy in Iowa. Wesley Correa Carminati is scheduled to go to trial in Council Bluffs on August 15th. Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur says that the 24-year-old Correa Carminati has not waived his right to a speedy trial and has not requested the trial to be moved to Sioux City. Attorney Greg Jones, who represents Correa Carminati, says the details could change. Correa Carminati is charged with murder, attempted murder, and other counts. Police say he was being transported to the Council Bluffs jail in May when he attacked Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Deputy Mark Burbridge and Deputy Pat Morgan, grabbed one of their guns, and shot them before fleeing. He was recaptured in Omaha. Burbridge died in the attack. Well, Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports a woman was arrested early this morning on drug charges. 54-year-old Karen Arlene Green of Shenandoah was taken into custody by the Fremont County Sheriff's K-9 unit in connection with the illegal sales of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. Green was arrested without incident and transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where her cash bond was set at $50,000. Elsewhere in area news, the Nebraska Department of Transportation says they've shut down several interstate ramps in Omaha. That's expected to affect 47,000 drivers and cause traffic headaches for motorists in Omaha and western Iowa. The westbound Interstate 80 ramp to northbound Interstate 480 has been closed, along with northbound Highway 75 ramps to westbound I-80 and northbound I-480. Also, the F Street entrance ramp to northbound Highway 75 is closed. Drivers are being rerouted east on I-80 northbound to I-29 in Council Bluffs, then westbound back into Omaha on I-480. The ramps were closed this past Wednesday night for construction that's expected to last until the first week of October. The department says that closures are needed for bridge repairs and repaving work. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man from Tenet was arrested for filing false reports with law enforcement. 48-year-old Mark Allen Boardman was taken into custody late Sunday night after deputies were called to the 600 block of Stanley Boulevard in Tenet for reports of shots fired. Deputies arrived on the scene and determined there were no shots fired. Boardman was booked into the Shelby County Jail and posted a $300 bond Monday afternoon. On June 30th, sheriff's deputies in Shelby County arrested 57-year-old David Gerard Osdemore of Persia for OWI first offense. Osdemore was also cited for speeding and reckless driving. The charges were the result of a traffic stop along Highway 191. Osdemore was transported to the Shelby County Jail and released the following morning on his own recognizance. Sheriff's officials in Union County said yesterday a man residing in the 100 block of Kansas Avenue in Lorimore had reported on Wednesday that sometime during the past couple of days, someone came alongside of his 1997 Ford F-250 pickup and broke out the side window. The damage was estimated at $350. Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, James Geezer, age 76, of Harlan, died Monday at the Hanson House Memory Care Assisted Living Facility. A massive Christian burial for James Geezer will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Herb Lee Wood, age 69, of Walnut, died Sunday at Mercy Hospital. Graveside services for Herb Wood will be today at 11 o'clock at the Otho Cemetery in Webster County. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Dennis Patrick Morgan, age 62, of Stewart, died Tuesday at his home. A funeral mass for Dennis Morgan will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Julia Viola Scott, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Julia Scott will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Jim Yeager, age 71, of Fontenelle, died June the 20th at the Good Samaritan Center in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Jim Yeager will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of arrangements. Irma Schaff, age 90, of Atlantic, died July 2nd at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Irma Schaff will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Douglas Witt, age 73, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Douglas Witt are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Earl Vandewater, age 88, of Orient, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Earl Vandewater are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.